NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Let's get straight into it. We've got Seamus from Spectic Records.
Yes, hello.
How are you going?
Good, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. We're talking about Spectic Records Volume 1, which is a compilation of some very cool electronic tracks.
Yeah, so Spectic Records Volume 1, as the name kind of suggests, is the beginning of a record label that I and a few friends are kind of launching, which is kind of, it's an electronic label kind of focusing on a few kind of styles of electronic music that I kind of noticed had a reasonable amount of presence in New Zealand in terms of what people were actually making, but there's no platform and no real kind of community surrounded. So, you know, like if you think about New Zealand with electronic music, you have like Dunedin, this big drum and bass, you know. In Auckland, I find you've kind of got the George FME sort of like
housey kind of people. Stuff.
And then you've got people like Low Tide, which is kind of almost exclusively like lo-fi house.
Yeah.
It's the actual variety of electronic music that we actually have a platform for in New Zealand is really, really kind of small. And I'm personally really interested in all these electronic music as a genre. It just expands into kind of infinite possibilities. As a term, it doesn't really define what you're listening to, but there's all these genres that I really like jungle, kind of old breakbeat, or acid house, and then kind of what progressed into a genre called brain dance and IDM, which is styles of music I really like.
Well, it seems like you're super passionate, and I'm very excited to see how like the future of Spectic goes. I'm wondering how, because this is a compilation, what was the process of like ordering it, or like did you hit people up, or did people send you tracks?
Yeah, so how I kind of got the idea to start the label was I was making music that I wanted to not just put out online, but I wanted to kind of think about it more and have do a little bit of the admin side of music, where you make the effort to kind of have a kind of professional level as a musician. And so there were lots of my friends, like a lot of them, you know, like Lucian and who's on, who we'll hear shortly, who were making lots of music but just kind of putting it out and not really thinking about it. So he just kind of puts it on Bandcamp and then almost just forgets about it. But I just really want to have that music, but then actually, you know, just do all the admin, just email a bunch of radio stations and a bunch of you know, music websites.
Yeah, it's just giving that extra support. I feel like you know, New Zealanders are very humble. You know, they're like, oh, this is chill, like, you know, things come my way. But I guess sometimes you do have to, you know, chase it, you know. But, yeah.
And I guess places like Europe, where it's so many different communities, but it's all so close together, is kind of the polar opposite of New Zealand. We're one community miles away from anything else. But with the internet and just kind of the movement of technology, it's really easy for a place to have a genre, like to have a style, to have a sound, and to have that like on a global, there's a global feeling. Like, I feel like New Zealand, there's some music that New Zealand is known for internationally. And that's my dream, is to have these kinds of music when people think about, you know, breakbeat or progressive acid and IDM, that when you think about New Zealand, you actually get the feeling, you know, the sound that we're kind of making.
That's so really inspiring, Seamus. Yeah. The first track that we're talking about today is Hot Rocks by Vipul.
Yeah, so this is a just a local Auckland dude who just makes music. Go at it.
Hot Rocks, Vipul. The book.
So this guy Vipal, I asked him for a little comment on this, on kind of electronic music and Spectre Records and his music, and he was saying that he finds electronic music is a real impulsive style of music, but the way we consume it now has changed, where it originally was club music and music for dancing, but now a lot of electronic music is like, you know, lounge and bedroom listening. It's, you can dance to it, but also you can also sit back and kind of listen to it and appreciate it. So that's kind of his buzz more than the club bangers.
I can feel that. It's pretty chill, like, you know, I can sit here and like boogie a little bit, but like, you know.
Yeah.
The next track we've got coming up is a track by Worm Farm.
So this is kind of the same. So this is actually my music. And I coined this term about 6 months ago with some friends, a style of music called garden, which I'm trying to make a genre of music called garden, where pretty much it's kind of rooted in, it's kind of progressed from acid as a style, and it's kind of bouncy and bubbly, and it kind of feels like, to me, it kind of feels like being in your backyard and in the sun, but also maybe a little, it's a little bit psychedelic, but just kind of electronic and kind of like jumpy and bubbly, you know? So.
And this track is called 202 plus 101 cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
Delicious. This is 202 or 202 plus 101 cheese and crackers by Worm Farm.
You can call it what you want. 202 plus 101.
Yeah, it's hard saying numbers. I don't know, something about numbers, so many different ways to say them, but whatever.
It comes from the machines used to make the music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those old synthesizers.
Yeah, because you're quite the synth fiend.
Yes. Well, I used to, I don't even remember, had a segment called Ella Moog on BFM Breakfast.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I definitely remember that. Because you're like a electronic super fan.
Yeah, well, it's just, I like everything, but that's the one that piques my interest most, okay. Really. Yeah, and the history of it I find is really interesting. These kinds of music, they've always kind of been a little bit avant-garde, but also, like, some people, so a few musicians like Aphex Twin and Squarepusher, they're both from England, and they kind of emerged in the early 90s. And a lot of their music isn't that, I'm not gonna say it's unpopular, but it's not a number one single or anything. But in terms of what the music they've done and how it's influenced electronic musicians that have come after, it's almost universal. Every electronic musician will have a story of when they first got into Aphex Twin and how much they loved him, you know. So people like that, there's all these little communities, especially in the UK, and then recently it's popped up more across Europe, of the same sort of styles of music that have just been hugely influential. I'm actually planning in a couple of months, I'm going to the UK, and I'm going to Spain as well to see Aphex Twin, but I'm going to do a little piece going around Cornwall, which is where Aphex Twin's from, because there's all these little spots. Cornwall is like, there's 1,500 years of like history, but it's also really boring. It's just like a big farmland. So, but there's all these like really interesting spots to do with electronic music that emerged in the 90s that... I'm going to go investigate, write a little journalistic piece on the record label.
Is there like a, you know, like a tour group
that you could join? No, there's not. There should be.
Yeah, maybe that is a gap in the market.
There's actually an old record of Aphex Twins that one version of one 7-inch that has a thing about things to do in Cornwall that's like his recommendations. And it's just things like go to these cliffs or go to this weird pit from the 1200s, you know, this... pit for making speeches.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
The next track we have right here is Right Now by Ice Seven.
This is this is a guy who's named Carlos, who's also in Diego Rice, and it's just good breakbeat. The thing I really like about Carlos and I7 is So he is a guitarist turned electronic musician, rather than just an electronic musician. So he kind of incorporates a lot of guitar and a lot of like the thinking you'd have as a guitarist into his music, which I really like. And I like he's probably my favorite, at least in New Zealand, one of my favorite breakbeat producers, because something about it is just, I just really like. He uses a different program. He uses a program called Renoise, a computer program to program his breakbeats, which is a really uncommon digital audio workstation to use compared to like most people would use Ableton or Fruit Loops. So Renoise is kind of, you can kind of hear it in the breakbeat. It kind of has its own kind of very particular sound. So and I really like that, really resonates with me. So yeah, I'm looking forward to whatever he's going to put out in the coming months.
Now this next track is a track by MC Custard.
Yeah, good luck reading out what that says.
Yeah, okay, 100LD-25CDE2, and then this is in brackets, 3-4-1. Surely that is not a mass equation.
It's not. So I did actually ask him, because I didn't know what it was, and then I asked him just yesterday if it stood for anything, and he said, it's a combination of enzymes in the medicine I take for dopamine uptake. It was written at the start of the DJ Sweat career, which is his other project, yeah. DJ Sweat, when the aim of the project was to symbolize the active betterment of my life, mental health-wise. It's supposed to be an up buzz, but it ends up sounding really sad. That's the moral of the story.
Oh, MC Custard, we've got you.
We got you, mate.
That that deepness in this song.
It's the most iconic thing I think about what Lou does as an electronic musician, and he does it in a really pleasing way. He doesn't. It's not like he boosts it and then it just muddies the whole mix. He kind of manages to boost the low end in such a way that you can feel it in your gut, but everything else kind of sits really well with it. It doesn't kind of fill up the room. It just fills up that really like, it just fills up your gut rather than your ears, you know?
Do you ever feel like you get like butterflies?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's like that nervous.
It's almost like the brown note, you know? Like you can feel your guts.
Oh, what's the brown note?
It's that like that rumored note that the vibration makes you like shit your pants.
Oh, I have never heard of that. I was going to say like that pirate ship feeling.
Yeah. That's probably a better way to describe it.
I'll learn something new.
Listen out, that sound, that kind of like, I just love how it sounds like you're listening to it through another room. It's like it's coming from the other room, you know? I find that real fascinating.
So this is catacombs.
Catacombs.
Catacombs. What the hell are catacombs?
They're like big tunnels under cities. This name came about because they were reading about how this woman got lost in these catacombs under some, I think it's in Eastern Europe, and there's catacombs under the near this big party town, but they go for about 2,000 kilometers of tunnels, and they're pitch black. And she just got real drunk and went in there to go to the bathroom and got lost. And then she just walked and then eventually starved or dehydrated and died. And they found her body. That's like real grotesque. It's like real grotesque and real fucked up. So that's how the name comes.
Wow. So catacombs are scary by Ritalin music fantasy.
Yeah, Ritalin music fantasy. So that's literally just some people taking too much Ritalin and then coming up with trying to make music, which is never a good idea, I've found.
Is it not? You don't recommend it?
The times I've tried to make music on Ritalin, I've just ended up working on like 10 seconds of music for 12 hours. And then at the end, you're just like, what the fuck? This is terrible. And then that's it. So.
Well, I assume.
But the idea, it's about the idea. You're so passionate about the idea when you're cooked.
So. This is Catacombs Are Scary by Ritalin Music Fantasy. Catacombs Are Scary by Ritalin Music Fantasy. That shh.
White noise. Beautiful. yeah, so there is a show tonight at a undisclosed location in Balmoral. The only reason it's undisclosed is because it is my house. But it is.
I've been.
It's an ideal spot for a show. It's more. It's almost. Yeah. Anyway. But you, if you are interested, you can just hit me up at hello@spectic. That is SPEKTIC dash records.net. Hello at Spectic Record. Hello at Spectic dash records.net.
Okay. Got it. I think I remembered that.
Otherwise, go to www.spectic-records.net and see the embarrassment of a website that it currently is. But it exists. So
is it a Facebook?
Yeah, just Spectic Records.
Okay.
You can find it. You can see the one post of me saying tune in to Totally Wired.
Hell yeah. Well, awesome. That's very exciting. I hope it's a good show tonight and everything goes well. Thanks for coming in, Seamus.
Hey, thank you so much, Jess. I had a great time.
Me too.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.